And now I'm talking with Alexandra, who is from Romania. What brings you to Brittany, Alexandra?
Well, first of all, hello. What brings me to Brittany is, well, I fell in love with the region. When I first came here, I started doing European Voluntary Service in Dinan. And that gave me the opportunity to discover the territory a lot, to discover the culture, to discover the cuisine. And I just, it was like coup de cœur. Right now, I'm doing a practice in an association that is also in Dinan, which is called Erasmus for Young Entrepreneurs, Erasmus pour les Jeunes Entrepreneurs. And it's basically a program that allows me to learn more about how to open my own business by accompanying another business that does the same thing.
And this business is?
This business is a community center for women. This is what I would like to open in my own country. And I discovered that in Dinan there is such a place, which is called Espace Femmes at Association Sereden. And I really like the idea. And this program allows me to follow them and to learn more about the administrative, the financial, and whatever I would need to put in place to implement such a project in my own country. In my town, there is not a place like this does not exist. So an exchange like this to see, because the social system in France is very developed in comparison to the one existent in Romania. And I figured that I would have a lot to learn from this. Also because the Espace Femmes from Dinan is active for 12 years now and they have a lot of experience and they are a very good example for business.
Just give me an idea how your working day develops. What kind of things do you do?
Basically, I'm accompanying the Espace Femmes. The center does many activities for women. For example, today they had a café tricot, where there was a group of women and they gathered together and they're just at ease and they just knit. They knit and they discuss and it's a very relaxing environment. Other days there are, yoga workshops or creative workshops, photography. Next week we will organize a Cine Débat. That means every month at the end of the month we put on a film on different topics. For example, this month it will be regarding la maltraitance. The mistreatment of children. So we're going to watch a movie, a French movie, and after watching it, we will debate. Debate the topics, just like, what did we understand from this movie? What the movie wants to teach us? How should we be aware of the situation? And us, as organizers of this Cine Débat, we will as well give information about places that can help people that are dealing with these situations. So I think this is a very interesting environment, and I have a lot to learn from it.
You're speaking wonderful English. Did you learn your English in Romania?
Yes, I did. During my high school years, I think I was studying 7 hours per week of English. So I really loved English.
And you've been to England?
Yes, I've been to England 3 times now. Now that I'm closer to Great Britain, I would really like to discover it more.
And how about French? What about the language?
The language? Oh, yes, I love it. It's improved a lot since my high school years, because after studying it, I didn't use it at all. No, it wasn't the same situation as in English. But the European Voluntary Service really helped me. It's like reactivate my knowledge of French language. So it's...
How long will you be here in Brittany?
In Brittany? My project is ending in February.
And will you go back to Romania and encourage other people to sign up to Erasmus?
Or? Yes. I've been encouraging people to do the Erasmus exchange for some time now, because it's an excellent opportunity to discover, to learn, and to discover what you want to do in life. If you have no direction, this is the opportunity to just go and discover what you want.
Have there been any problems for you with Erasmus? I only hear good things about it.
No.
It can't all be good.
It was all good for me. I swear.
Thank you, Alexandra, very much for your experience.
Thank you.